Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the Greasy Garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I need my electric snow shovel.
No, electric snow shovel. We got that twin turbocharged snow blower. Oh, yeah. The path that baby goes is about 3.5 feet long. You stand back, it's got more knobs than a car has on its steering wheel. Welcome into Auto World. Welcome into winter. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Thanks for joining me. Sitting behind the silver microphone, as always, since 1992. Auto World, interactive, informative, and all things automotive, my friends. Yes, America's automobile enthusiast show right here. Thanks for making it happen. Today on Auto World, not only are we going to go and take your emails and we're going to dive, I'm going to always, every hour, I like to dive into the email bag, and I feel that that helps a lot of you. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in the house to the left of me. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate Eddie the engine. His engine's always running. That's why his nickname's Eddie the engine emailer. Takes care of emails. He gets to the ones. The 911, please, if you have and you need help now, put 911 on it. Eddie will pull those out, get them to me as soon as possible. Throughout the week, throughout the hour of this program right now, I'd like to take care of you. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. If you have a question about the prices, why it's so high, why it's so cheap, why it doesn't cost anything to do that job. Yeah. When's the last time you heard that? I haven't. Why does it cost so much? If you have that kind of a question, why can't I find the coolant leak? Why is this thing leaking oil? It's because you own an ICE automobile, my friends. If you get the electric cars, you don't have any oil to leak out. Antifreeze to leak out. So there is some positive things about that two-letter thing called EVs, isn't there? Yeah. And yes, there's some bad things, too. We won't go there. Good or bad. It's whatever you like. That's why you're here. And I appreciate you liking the show. I appreciate you liking me. I appreciate you following me on Facebook. The address is my name, Mark Evans. Check it out. Please do. Head on over. We're maxed out at 5,000 friends. That's okay. We're on Instagram going full throttle, my friends, because of you. The address is Auto World Media, just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. There's so much information in the automotive industry today that, in fact, yes, I do 3 hours a week. I could do 3 hours a day. That's how much information, news, good, bad, or otherwise, that is out there for you. You come here every week. I am your automotive tool that you pull out of the toolbox every single week. And I appreciate that. Just because I can't help you if I don't sit behind the silver microphone and let the electrical wires get in contact with you and I to make sure that, in fact, this is interactive. I want to hear from you. Email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number, Dashboard Daniel, sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Make you sound good. When you call in at 855-660-4261. Now, remember, if you're listening to me on a delay station, you don't know that. I'm on Tuesday. I'm on Wednesday. I could be on Saturday. I'm on Sunday. I put that number out there, and you call in, and nobody's answering. I just want to make sure that you understand that you can get me at all times on email. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And also Facebook message me. A lot of you do that. Thank you. We do have a lot of that. Absolutely. So anyway, with all that said, let's get to the show. First and foremost, we have something here that's quite unique. Well, I've got an electric snow shovel.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have? Throw away the hand shovel, first off. Winter's here. You're dealing with the white gold that the body shops call that. Come on, let's not get the white gold word out there in your life. See, when you're driving your piece of metal down the road and you slip and slide because you don't have winter tires on it, you're going a little too fast, you can't stop. You hit somebody by accident. Next thing you know, what caused it? The white gold. The body shop says, oh, yes, money, 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 honey. So it's white gold to them. Slow up, folks. Just slow up for me. And prepare your car for winter. So with that, we have for you today, I do, the staff here, everybody. Oh, yeah, even Lawnmower Larry, who gives me a good clip. Yeah, he's involved. Yeah, we've got him involved. Oh, yeah. Everybody here at Auto World. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy, she's always telling me I'm looking good. Of course, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy, my chauffeur, who gets me here to the studio every week. They're all involved in this. I have for you the winter car care products that you need for your car. I've already mentioned a few of them the first, second. Now we're on the third hour. Remember the Auto Sock, okay, the Auto Sock. Auto Sock has been endorsed by AAA. So if you're a member of AAA, they do endorse this product. I do too, Auto Sock. It's an alternative to tire chains. Come on, throw the tire chains away. They're noisy. Hard to put on. Your hands freeze. The Auto Sock is a cutting-edge textile tire cover, friends, engineered to enhance the traction in winter and icy driving. And you folks in Florida and Texas, it's raining. I know you're getting flooded in Arizona when it rains. When you put water down on the road on all the ice type of automobiles that are leaking antifreeze, brake fluid, tranny fluid, engine oil, and even some diff oil, differential oil that is, you've got yourself a greasy racetrack. Get yourself some Auto Socks. Coming up later, though, I have something that you all need. Oh, yes. A product that we're going to add to this list. Well, it's one of the five. So stay tuned for that. You all need this. In fact, I need one right now because we're sitting in here. We're sitting in the snow cave studio today here in Boise because it's, what did we get, 8-9 inches, I think, is what. What did we get, Eddie? 9? Oh, it depends on where you're at. Oh, yeah. That's why I put twin turbochargers on my snowblower. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to do it. Let's do it. Let's get right to it. I got automotive trivia for you today, of course. In 1958, Chrysler introduces the day-night rearview mirror. Day, night. Remember you had to flip the lever up there to turn it to night? What'd it do? It made it darker so the guy behind you has got his brights on and didn't blind you. Back in 1958 is when that happened. If you want to share some trivia with me, definitely do. I do. Yes. Keep me in the loop. Please. Spy shots. It's time to talk spy talk, folks. This is where I get cuffed after the show and head to the jail because I'm not supposed to be talking about it yet. That's okay. I like to keep you informed with what's going on out there. So it is now time to talk spy talk. Very first new Mini in 10 years was spotted in heavy, heavy camouflage, folks. Yes, Mini. They're fun cars. Love them. Mini's first new model name in 10 years. Called the Iceman. Yes, the Iceman. Brand new name. They haven't named anything new for 10 years. Was spotted in heavy camouflage outside Munich, Germany this last week. Sources confirmed it. Yep, the very first time the car has been seen in plastic cladding covering the lamps and the bumpers. If you want to see what it kind of looks like, we do have some very nice black and white photos up, my friends, which I'm going to be in trouble for, but that's okay. Get over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and then also Auto World Radio. The Iceman is a small electric crossover designed to fill the gap between the flagship Mini hatchback and the Mini Cooperman SUV. I said it. It's a small electric crossover called the Iceman. It's expected to hit dealerships later this year. The Mini Iceman is an all-new design and the second in a series of electric vehicles using Mini's Spotlight platform developed by who? The BMW folks and the Chinese partner Great Wall Motors. Oh, yes, Great Wall Motors is involved. When we come back from this special little break, secret sauce from some of your local folks at your local radio stations you're listening to me on and some syndicated national sponsors. Folks, thanks for being here. We'll be right back.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
sliding down the ski hill here in the snow cave today and on Auto World. We've got our twin turbocharged snowblower in the house, along with Eddie, the engine emailer, absolutely holding the email bag. But I forgot, we've talked about spy talk, folks. That's where I get in trouble for saying things I shouldn't be saying. That's okay. I want you to know what's available and what's coming your way to your neighborhoods, to your garage, to your driveway, to your dealerships. But I forgot one thing. What that is the sponsor behind Spy Talk. And that is, well, let's get to it. Snow a problem for you? Really? Is snow a problem for you? Stop doing the things the hard way, folks. The original snow scratcher is back. That's right. Don't use that broom to push the snow off the hood anymore. The original snow scratcher is back from snowscratcher.com. The number one pate scratcher windshield gouger is here for you to destroy your pate. That's right. And also to gouge your windshield. That's right, folks. You can get two of them if you'd like with the patented technology. That's right. They've got a patent on this bad boy. Technology of nails pointing down to get that snow off your hood. Now you can have the number one snow scratcher removal tool ever. Act now. Go to snowscratcher.com. Call 1-800-SCRATCH-MY-CAR. Order now while supplies last. Snow scratcher is not available in any parts stores. Spy Talk. Thank you, Snow Scratcher. So the Iceman is back in a different way. Mini by BMW. They haven't had a new name for 10 years. It was spotted in Munich, Germany. This is Spy Talk. The Iceman is a small electric crossover designed to fill the gap between the flagship Mini hatchback and Mini Countryman SUV. Small electric crossover. It's measuring in this corner of the ring, 5.2 feet high, 13.2 feet long, and 6.5 feet wide in that corner of the automotive ice rink. The Iceman shares a platform with the new all-electric version of the Mini hatchback, according to the insiders of this Spy Talk, folks, and is expected to share its drivetrain options, too. The hatchback will come in an entry-level Cooper trim with 184 horsepower and 40 kWh battery in this bad boy, the Iceman, while the Cooper S will get a 224 horsepower and a 50 kWh battery for a range of right around 250 miles. The Iceman. Taking over its place in Mini's new look lineup, the Iceman will likely have a similar levels of passenger space as you know Mini has. It's a small car, but yet so big on the inside. Put the cowboy hat on, everyone. You will not touch the ceiling. The Iceman's interior is dominated by a large center screen and a set of five toggle switches. Aside from these buttons, are almost absent from the sustainable textile leather it clad dashboard facial. The Iceman is here, all electric. It's a crossover. Coming to you, to a dealer, at the end of 2024. Spy Talk. Brought to you by the all-new Snow Scratcher. Guaranteed to scratch your paint. Yes, the Iceman is true. The Scratcher is not. Good to be with you every week here on Auto World. You never know who might step up and sponsor the program with what we have here today. You never know. Let's get to it. We've got a promised you on the first hour, revealed the 2025 DCD. What is DCD? Well, guess what? Dodge reveals the 2025 DCD. That stands for Dodge Charger Daytona Coupe. It's here. See, the last ever Hemi-powered Dodge Charger model rolled off the assembly line at the Stellantis factory in Brampton, Ontario, December 22nd, 2023, not too long ago, in the form of an SRT Demon 170. One door closes, another door opens up. Yep. The Dodge gave all of us, the public, a little teaser on the social media, revealing the first official photos of the pre-production 2025 Dodge Charger Daytona Coupe. But, as I said, you know, there was rumors flooding around the internet, of course, questioning the tradition of the internal combustion engine might still be an option for this, because they were going to, you know, cancel the ICE engine, internal combustion engine, and go all electric. Then they started talking about, as I reported here behind the silver microphone, the Hurricane Oh, yeah. Confirming the Hurricane. In fact, the Hurricane I-6. Six-cylinder. Yep. Online speculation points towards a version that will be powered by Stellantis' new Hurricane inline six engine, which will also be taking the place of the legendary Hemi V8 in this vehicle. Such as, and also adding to that, not only are they going to put, yeah, I know you want a V8, not a six-cylinder in a Dodge Charger Daytona. But no, they're going to put the six-cylinder in it. But they're going to do it with a lot more of the models that they have coming down the line, too. Like, the Hemi V8 is gone. They're thinking about, of course, putting in the Hurricane I-6 into the Dodge Durango. In fact, there was a reliable source that said that won't be an option. That will be true. It extends the range. Fuel economy-wise, the Hurricane I-6 has got some huge, huge torque and a lot of horsepower. They figured out what to do with it. Now, for you folks that have the Chevy Trailblazer, the GMC Envoy back in the day, what, 2000, 2001, 2, 3, 4, etc., the Chevy Trailblazer, you know all about that six-cylinder because that's what they had in those. Is the inline six. Now it's the Hurricane I-6, the Hurricane turbocharged. Hang on. So, the Dodge Charger reveal is going to begin in 2025. I will give you more on that. Will it be all EV only, or will it have the Hurricane I-6 in it? We will soon find out. Right around Christmas of 2025, the Dodge Charger Daytona will be here for us to talk about and to look at. We'll soon find out. When I find out, I will let you know. And I might even get in trouble for that. That's okay. At least we'll know what's going on with the 2025 DCD, Dodge Charger Daytona. You know, a lot of us thought maybe that I've got a 1965 Dodge Coronet, two-door, you know, hardtop, 440, etc. And a lot of us are liking those cars. I still do. I still have it. It still likes to take that rubber right off the wheel on the right rear for some reason. Oh, I keep pushing the juice pedal, that's why. We thought it was ruined when they put more doors on it. Two doors, the Charger went to four doors. More doors. We'll be right back. A buyer is still unknown for a $3.74 million car. Where are you at?
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
News update. This Sunday, we begin in Iowa, where the caucuses are set to start out in sub-zero temperatures. Records expected to be broken, and despite the weather, Republican presidential candidates busy campaigning in Iowa, meeting with voters. Vivek Ramaswamy and his team having to park the campaign bus because of all the snow and ice. Former President Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis talking about the weather situation.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow. But we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Does everybody know what time it is? It's AW time. Woo! Auto World time. Oh, it's email time, too. Let's do it. Eddie, the engine emailer, throw me the bag. Woof! God dang it. I didn't mean it, literally, but you threw it. Thanks. I caught it. I got it. I'm going to dive in there right now and see if we can get us an email. I like to go in the email bag every week, folks, because I know it can help. And oh, God dang it, I finally got one. Plenty of them there. Sorry, Eddie. I really wrinkled a lot of emails up there for you. Okay. Email address is one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Folks, I look forward to your emails every week as we are live from the snow cave today with the twin turbocharged snowblower. Oh, yeah, 7.5 horsepower. Your emails are good not only right now but through the week. Please keep in touch with me. Do. Let me know how your auto world's doing, good, bad, or otherwise. Let me know what if you purchased a new car or if you purchased a new-to-you used car. We've got this segment we're going to be putting up on our website. I keep promising it to you. We'll get it there. We keep collecting photos. I want you to send me a photo through email of your ride, the ride that you enjoy, you like, you hate, whatever kind of ride. Hey, send me a picture of your snowblower. I mean, get your significant other out there while you're snowblowing so I can get a picture of you blowing the snow into the neighbor's yard. Anyway, do. Let's do it, okay? And it's going to be the listeners, fans, cars, rides. If you have a little story to share with me, please do. Share it with everybody. The story of how, what you maybe paid for it, where you purchased it, how long did it take to find. You know, I mean, we all have some kind of, story behind our ride. Good or bad. You can actually, if you'd like, if you hate your vehicle and you want to tell everybody how bad that make and model is, let it loose. Open the hood. You folks listening over there in Australia and Germany and Sweden and Norway, open the bonnet. Scream it out loud, okay? Okay, let's get to it. I got an email here from, cool. Wow. I'm just going to read it. Mark, I need a recommendation. Would you recommend an electric or gas-fired snowblower? Love your show. Colleen, listening up in Victoria, B.C. on KBDB. My gosh, I love it. I love it. Colleen, thank you. Thanks out. Thank you. Dashboard Daniel with a shout-out horn. Let's do another shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate up there in north of Seattle. Absolutely, that you folks in Victoria, B.C., like Colleen can tune in. Oh, this is awesome. Let's do a shout-out to Twilight, 96.7 KBDB. All 3 hours of Auto World. Thank you. Appreciate that. Forks, Mark's the program director. Mark, thank you. Appreciate that. Yes, KBDB, Forks, LaPouche, Washington, that is, Nebe, and even folks over in Seattle, west of Seattle, and now, of course, as you folks know, Victoria, B.C., good to have you along. Absolutely, the signal goes all over, and good to have you folks tuning in. Colleen, thank you. Beautiful, by the way, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful town. In fact, I'm looking at a hat that right now says I've got the longitude, latitude, and all that, my baseball cap that I got when I was over in British Columbia and Victoria myself. Colleen, I love it. Love it. Beautiful. Love your, the weather is quite unique. Anyway, recommendation. Yes, I keep talking about snowblowers. Okay. It's kind of like cars, Colleen. Electric or gas. You need to see the application. You need to feel the application. You need to drive the application. If you're getting a gas snowblower, how long is the driveway? How long is the sidewalk that you're going to be blowing on? How much range do you need? See, an electric snow shovel that I've been talking about, it's a very simple, little, easy, anyone can lift it. Colleen, you know, us guys, we might be able to lift a lot of weight. We don't mind, you know, getting a 7.5 or a 12.5 gas-powered, all-solid metal snow blower that's heavy. You still have to pivot the thing. It's heavy. I don't recommend that for a female. I recommend a very small electrical snow shovel that can just be picked up at any one point in time to get your front walk done. But, Colleen, how big an area do you have to do? If you've got a driveway that's, you know, a quarter mile long there, Victoria, if you, you know, what's the application again? The electrical, how many batteries do you want? Because you're going to wear out one battery quick. You need another battery to plug into that electrical snow shovel to keep going. How long is the road for your snow shovel? That's my whole point. So, you sometimes have to step up, we all do, and spend the big money for the gas-powered snowblower because we have a lot of area to cover, and we want it done quick and fast and efficient. You need the horsepower. Not saying the electric snow shovel won't blow the snow, but those are designed pretty much for a smaller area. So it all depends on, you know, what kind of application you're going to be using it for, just like cars, vehicles. So hopefully that helps, Colleen. Appreciate you listening up there in Victoria, B.C. on Twilight 96.7 KBDB. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'll give you a hand. Oh, I love that area up there. Thank you. Send me back an address, Colleen, and I'll send you out a detail package. I wish I could just fly up and say hi to you, but I can't right now. Got a little detail package for you, a little gift bag that's going to go out to you. And my address again, and to get your address, send it to me if you would. We'll crew here at Auto World. We'll get it out to you at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's how you do it, folks. It's great, great. Appreciate it. And again, you know, application, utility, what do you use your automobile for? Just like Colleen's snowblower question. You got to get the right type of vehicle for what you're using it for. Just no different than you need to get the right tire for the application too, folks. You really do. Well, how do you drive them? How do you drive it? How do you drive it? You know, that's all there is to it. So with that, I have a recall coming up next segment, folks. I just want to give you a little bit of a heads up here because I'll get your pen and paper and pencil out. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a fresh, very fresh, right off the press recall. a little bit early on it. That's okay. I like to get them to you early. You didn't get the notice yet. And by the way, just to give you a heads up, Ford recalls the Focus again. And this is not good, period. So I want you to get ready to write down the information and make sure you can tell if you don't have a Focus, and I've got a couple other brands that's involved. You've got to understand and know about this, so get ready for that. But right now, it's time. We have time to get to, oh yes, I have the winter car care products that you need for your car or truck. And one thing you all need in the winter is a blanket. In fact, a lot of you are wrapped up in a blanket right now. I can see you wrapped up in your favorite blanket sitting next to that furnace vent right now. And hey, that's great. I love it. Some of you are sitting by the pellet or the wood stove in your nice warm blanket. Well, that's what you need for your car. But this one is a heated car blanket. It's a whole $23.99. Amazon, folks. Who can afford a $24 heated car blanket? That's right. It's a 12-volt electric blanket for your car, truck, SUV, or even an RV portable heating throw is what we're going to call it. It's basically a camping essential, period. You need it in your car. Why would you want to wait for your car heater to warm up when you can put the electric heat car blanket, the heated car blanket, right to the right of your driver's seat? Just leave it there. Plug it in, throw it over you, and let the heater take its time to warm up. Because my heated car blanket I'm recommending for you right now warms you up now. You'll be warm. We're going to get a heated car blanket is where we're going. Oh, yes. $24. Can't miss. You can't beat that. That's right. Okay, when we come back, I got that fresh recall for you on the Ford Focus, besides another model that's very serious. You need to know about it. And we're going to get to the buyer that's still unknown. That person spent $3.74 million.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
The recall's coming up. Before we do the recall, though, Alfred Sloan. You ever heard of that name? Alfred Sloan. He led General Motors to become the world's largest corporation. He's responsible for the idea of yearly styling changes. Yearly. Back in the day. Thank you, Alfred Sloan. I like to look at certain different things all the time and constantly seeing different ways of cars modeling their pretty paint and their, well, Alfred, we don't have fins today. Darn it. No more fins. Recall's coming up. Folks, a buyer is still unknown. Last week, back in 2020, the Bullitt Mustang sells for $3.74 million. Maybe a lot of you have had a chance to see that, saw that auction there on Mecum. The Bullitt Mustang. It was a star car of the movie, of course, Bullitt. It was Highland Green 1968 Ford Mustang GT Fastback with a 390, 325 horsepower, big block V8, and a 4-speed transmission. Who jumped it? Steve McQueen jumped it. It became very famous. It never did get restored. It's back, you know, just completely through the jumping through the streets of San Francisco, all the way to Florida. Yep. A family owned it, still owned it, back in the day, and then they, you know, Sean is his name, he decided to finally put it and pass it on to another owner. So the car was consigned to Mecum Auto Auctions and crossed the block in there at their auction in Florida. The hammer price was $3.74 million, and that includes the fees and commissions. It's the most ever paid for an American-made muscle car, friends, and rightfully so. So, it's Steve McQueen's, jumping Mustang. Oh, it's time for an email. There's only one person that knows. It was a phone bidder. Only one person knows at the Mecum Auto Auction. And that was the person who took the call, an employee under the Mecum name, knows who was on the other end of that telephone call. Can you imagine trying to live with that? Because you know, we still do not know who the buyer of that car is. So, we'll still be looking forever. And I hope when Steve McQueen had the lug nuts tight when he was doing the jumping. I think he did. He did real well. Let's go to the email bag. We got a little bit of time left. Dig right in there. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer, for handing me the bag nicely this time. There you go. I'll hand you back all the crumpled up emails. Oh, we got a good email here. Oh, absolutely. Oh, it's local. Yes. On the third hour, local. This is Mark. Short note to say thanks. I did what you suggested this last week on my truck. It did solve the problem. Thank you for this. You saved me quite a bit of money. Scooter 131. Listening to you on KBOI FM 93.1. Well, awesome. I know who it is now. Scooter. Thank you. Hey, appreciate it. He also states here that before I do the shout-out, he listens to me on first, second hour on KBOI FM 93.1, then goes over to my website, autoworldmedia.com, to listen to me. Scooter, 131, you need to get with Nate. Please, holler at him. Tell him we need the third hour here in Boise, Idaho area. So let's do a shout-out to News Talk. There's our shout-out horn. News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1 FM. Right here in the Boise, Idaho area, Star, hello, Star, Mountain Home, Meridian, Eagle, Nampa, Caldwell, McCall, Idaho. Good to have you folks along. Even Baker in Ontario, Oregon, are in the listening audience. Thank you. Scooter 131, I salute you, my friend, and thank you for doing a follow-up. And it's not about I was right. It's about getting your car fixed correctly, and we did it, man, and we got you saved some money. That's what it's all about. Now, Scooter 131, you know why he did that, folks? Because the code that he had was a PO-131, and that's how I guess I know who it is because he did that. What's a PO-131 when the engine light's on? It is. I'll give you some mechanic Larkin jargon. You ready for it? This is the true stuff right here. It's an HO2S-11. What's that all mean? It's a low voltage, folks, on bank one sensor. What is this? An oxygen sensor. The heated oxygen sensor. See, the power control module uses the oxygen sensor to calculate the air-fuel ratio in the exhaust. They're in the exhaust. It shoots an infrared light in its own cone while the exhaust air goes through that cone to measure, calculate the air-fuel ratio. The computer then receives this low voltage, indicating that the system has a high content of what? Oxygen. I don't really know how my file cabinet upstairs can remember all this stuff, but it does. I told Scooter, 131, that all he needs to do, I asked him, you're making model, and I asked him how many miles he had on the car, and he told me, Scooter, you know what he said, 45,000 miles. See, the engine light came on, he scanned it at AutoZone. That's free. It came up with the oxygen sensor. Where? The first bank, sensor one, was bad. He told me all this. I said, not with 45,000 miles on it. It's not bad. So what did I have him do to save him money? What did you say in the email here? You said, thank you for this. You saved me quite a bit of money. That's what I like to read. I told him to buy a can right there at AutoZone. It's red and white. CRC is the brand, fuel injection cleaner. It says CRC is the brand, fuel injection and air intake cleaner. It's an aerosol can. I had Scooter take the air filter lid off the air filter box. I had him get the car up to operating temperatures. I had him fog spray that in there very lightly while somebody else was in there in the driver's seat pushing the juice pedal down to make sure that the juice was at 2,500 RPMs. I had him lightly spray that fuel injector cleaner in there, which caused what? It caused it to clean the air intake plenum, the air intake, folks, causing that CRC fuel injection cleaner to go past the oxygen sensor as it was burning it through the system in the air intake, down the piston, out the exhaust valve, past the oxygen sensor nose cone, clean the carbon right out of that nose cone, which cleaned that friggin' oxygen sensor up. A can of CRC is how much, Scooter? 131. Hello to $4. Okay, $5 at the most. $6. All right, you might pay $7, depends on where you're at. That's all you had to do. Clean the oxygen sensors up. And I told him, come on, you're driving around town, stop and go. It carboned up on him. That's what was wrong, folks. And another thing I want Scooter 131 to do along with you is I want you to push the juice pedal. That's the accelerator pedal, the go pedal. get it at 35 miles an hour. I want you getting just on a road 35 miles an hour. Push it down all the way. Hold it there until the transmission shifts down, let off. That will blast that carbon right out of the O2 sensors. Clean the cylinder up, clean the piston up, clean the valves up, and then you won't even have to buy the can of CRC. That's what it's all about here at Auto World.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
The word this week is cold. Cold. Cold is in the winter, right? Wrong. We want your engine to run cold, not hot. All the time, folks. Make sure your thermostat gets changed every 65 to 75,000 miles. Just like your temperature in your vehicle, just like the temperature in your body, it has to stay the same temperature. Your body needs to be the same temperature. If you get 1 degree, 2 degrees too hot, too warm, you end up having the cold or the flu, and you know it. You don't feel good. Your temperature in your car, go back to OEM, original equipment manufacturer stats, 180 to 192 degrees. Get it replaced to keep that temperature the same in your car so the fuel injection spray and the computer knows how much to spray. Don't ever let it get hot in the wintertime. Thanks for being here. I am honored to have you join me every week. Thank you. And thank your local radio stations. Give them a hug when you get a chance. Try safe, everybody, and motor on. Don't forget, keep pushing the juice pedal. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.